Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
The person to help us unpack the ETOL situation is Advocate Stephanie Fick from Outer. She's the Executive Director of Accountability. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Tell us, for someone like Roseanne McKenzie, sitting in the studio with me, who's been paying her ETOLs religiously for years, what happens now?
Well, from the 11th of April, she doesn't have to pay a single cent anymore for ETOLs. And for the brave souls, I have to say that, brave motorists out there that, you know, stood their ground and said they will not pay for this scheme, this is a round of applause to show power to the people. They have said, they have spoken, and it's the end of ETOL.
How do you guys at Outer feel about this victory, I'm going to call it, because it has been almost a decade and a half of trying to fight the system?
Yes, I think it's like, really? At last, you know, all the promises and all the, yes, it's going to end. It's finally here. But you know what? I have to add this. As an organization, obviously, we are, it's an awesome day, a good present just before a long weekend. But also, again, this goes to all the brave motorists that stood up and said, we will not let this corrupt scheme get the better of us. And without them, we wouldn't have been able to do it.
So tell me, what happens now to things like the gantries? Are they going to stay on the highways? I mean, I can't imagine we're going to spend much time taking everything down. But are they just chilling there? Have we sorted out, you know, there's a big argument about who's going to end up paying for road maintenance and so on. What are some of the practical after effects of all of this?
Well, hopefully from the 11th, that little click that you hear on your ETOL tag will disappear. But hopefully what that means is that in future, and I think that Sunrail has been talking about it in the Department of Transport, is that we get an integrated system. Because who of the motorists who refuse to pay for ETOLs would not find it lacquer to have a tag so that they can go through the long-distance tolls, you know, Bokwena and all of that. That would be lovely to have that type of system. And then they're also talking about, what if you are, you know, you have to drive your car to the Gautrain parking and you have to pay parking, then get on the Gautrain. I think what they are looking at is a whole integrated system so that you have one tag for your gantries, for, you know, all the ETOLs and all of that. But with regards to the gantries, I think we'll still see that purple light of the gantry, and hopefully we can repurpose that for maybe some type of law enforcement, speed enforcement. Whether that will happen immediately is unsure. I think they have to sort out the stopping of the billing first. I think that is the main concern. And thereafter, hopefully, we can build on that.
Yeah, that convenience of just being able to drive through was actually just such a thing for me at the national tolls as well. But you spoke about the billing now. What is going to happen to the outstanding debt? Because that was one of the things that helped me sleep better at night. I was like, my 750 Rand a month is actually helping to pay off this debt.
A novel idea or a novel, you know, thought. And, you know, there's a lot of, I think, there's a large part of South Africans who just want to be law-abiding citizens. So you're not the only one. Plus the convenience of, you know, the convenience of going through the long-distance tolls without having to stop in a long queue, et cetera, et cetera. But with regards to the bonds, now Sunrail has over the years received an enormous amount of money for the GFIP upgrade, for the toll road, the upgrade of those roads. So we do question why there's such an outstanding bill still for the GFIP upgrade. But may I just say this? GFIP ETOLs are but, let's make it 200 kilometers of over 22,000 kilometers of Sunrail's road surface. So Sunrail is, in general, responsible for over 22,000 kilometers of road surface. Only 180 kilometers, or let's make it 200 kilometers, all of a sudden, you know, National thought it was a good idea for this user pay principle, ETOLs, etc. Sunrail thought they're going to get, and listen to this, 34% of their income from but 1% of their road surface. The GFIP is but 1% of Sunroll's total road service.
Yeah.
So if Sunroll can upgrade and maintain the rest of the country, why not also the GFIP upgrade?
One last question, Stephanie. I'm assuming people who've been paying this whole time, they're not going to get money back.
Unfortunately, one can still hope. I mean, there's probably, I would love to give people hope that they will get their money back. I think you can rest assured that at least you paid for, if you felt like you're doing a good thing, that is, you know, why you paid.
Yeah.
But just the administrative problems that one envisaged was trying to pay this back. You must remember there's a few individuals, but there's also companies where you call hire companies that just pass that on to their clients trying to get the money.
Yeah,
it is going to be
big fleets, actually, yes.
Mess.
I didn't consider all of that.
Yes, it's going to be a mess. And plus, we've heard that there's not enough money. So where they will get the money, the administration, it's just going to be a mess. So I would love to have said, I think they might still think about it, but I doubt it.
But we won't hold our breath. All right. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Have a wonderful Easter long weekend.
You
too. Thanks, Stephanie.
That is
advocate. Thank you.
Stephanie Fick, she's an executive director of accountability at Outer, and it sounds like they are celebrating today.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.